Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Moripin Laboratories Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Steve. A very good afternoon, and I welcome you all for 3Q FY25 earnings call of Moripin Laboratories. From the management side, we have Mr. Sushil Suri, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ajay Kumar Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Vipul Kumar Srivastava, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, and Mr. Nishant J.S. Doshi, Vice President, Corporate Finance and Investor Relations. Over to you, Sushil sir, for the opening remark.
Thank you, Tushar. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Q3 investor call for the Moripin Laboratories. So first of all, I would like to compliment the whole continuity of the team and continuity of the stakeholders who have been standing with us. And just to update you on the Q3 results, which have already been there on the stock exchanges, I hope many of you might have gone through it. But I have the results in front of me, so I can quickly read about what are the key highlights. So the main highlight is that pharma industry had been going through a difficult time internationally and in the domestic market also. But thankfully, as Moripin, as your company, we have been doing pretty well. And for the 9 months together, our revenue has grown 6.5%, which is, again, I would say, modest revenue increase. But as we shared last time, our focus had been on increasing the profitability and focus on more profitable products. Our EBITDA margins for the 9 months have increased 21%, and profit before tax has gone up 39%, and profit after tax has gone up 44%. So just to give you an idea, percentages are sometimes confusing. So our profit after tax, which is PAT, is 97.71 crores. It's almost 98 crores for 9 months. And just to give you a reference, last year, the full year profit was 96 crores. So in 9 months, we have a PAT which is more than the last full year profit. So that's how we have been trying to economize and optimize our operations. So that's broadly on an overview of how the trend has been: 6.5% revenue increase, and revenue is now 1,359 crores, and profit of 98 crores PAT. Quarter on quarter, there's a mild growth as compared to the last quarter. When you say September quarter, we are 442 crores, 442.71 crores, while now it is 458 crores. So there's a nominal 3-4% increase. And EBITDA is also in the same range, 49 crores and 41 crores. But PAT, there is a fact because 34 crores PAT was there last year, same quarter, last September quarter. Now the PAT is 27 crores for this quarter. And earning for the quarter is 0.49, but while earning for the trailing 12 months, when you say 1 year from 1st January to 31st December, for the last four quarters, if we see, the EPS is 2.39 rupees, so which is on the targeted line. Of course, we are expecting an EPS of 2.5 rupees for the year as a whole. So we have our TTM of 2.39, which is again very good. So overall, we are going towards a very positive output. And if we see now specifically quarter on quarter, that Q3 this year and Q3 last year, there's a 2% growth only. The growth is very nominal, 449 crores to 458 crores. And in the 9 months, the revenue has gone from 1,277 crores to 1,359 crores. So I won't say it's a great growth, but the growth is profitable, and we have been focusing on increasing our share and our footprints in the growth market. So particularly, U.S. market is a little slow, and you know the reasons. There have been multiple reasons in the U.S. market because of election year, because of instability. We were not expecting many orders. But dear friend, particularly European market was a bit slow, or I would say rather very slow since last 3-4 years post-COVID. So for us as Morpen, European market has started coming up, and we have seen 55% jump in the revenue in the European market, so it is adding to the profitability. And the second main factor is the import from China. So of course, the Chinese prices have been going down for last couple of years, which was impacting our profitability and overall efficiency, because last year we had to produce 40% more goods even to get the same turnover. So now the prices have started going up, so which is a good sign that the China was sitting on excess inventories. So I hope that they have exhausted their old inventories now, and now they have started raising the prices, which is a healthy sign that okay, there is a shortage of raw materials now. And of course, the market has not responded as yet. It may be 1 quarter transition that we may get an upside in the selling prices also, but that's a good sign that okay, we do not see much price drop anymore. This year also, the price drop was enough, but in 9 months' time, we had only 10% extra production as compared to last year. But in the previous year, full year, we had 40% extra production to even to get to 14% growth. So looks like that okay, the price drop is halted. So because if the prices go down, so to get the same level of turnover, we do not get any growth. Even though technically we are growing in quantity, but in value terms, we don't get growth. And to produce more goods, we have to hire more people, there is more electricity, there are more overheads. So we always prefer that, for example, if this we are selling something at $150 and the price comes to say $80, we have to churn out double the machinery to get to the same volumes. So those are the two main updates, that US market is slow, European market is up, and Chinese prices are stabilizing. These are, we have kept it very simple in the presentation. So particularly talking about two business corridors, where we have a pharma corridor and medical devices corridor. So pharma was 335 crores in the quarter, and for the 9 month, pharma is 966 crores. So little short of 1,000 crores. So pharma will be, now we're expecting around 1,150 to 1,200 crores for the pharma. And medical devices for the Q3 is 123 crores, but medical devices for 9 months is 394 crores. So maybe we add another 80, 85 crores. So 470, 475 crore is what we are expecting for the medical devices to close. And as we talked earlier, that the share of medical devices in the overall pack is increasing. Last year it was 26%. Now it has become 29% for the 9 months. And we hope that it will keep on increasing as we go forward, because the rate of growth of medical devices may be higher than the rate of growth of the API business or the pharma generic business. So friends, if we go further to to the dedicated segments, now specifically talking about the medical device segment, during the quarter, the medical device business has gone up 15% from 107 crores to 123 crores. So there's 15% growth in the medical devices business. While on a quarter to quarter, there is 15% growth for the 9 months. So the growth is 11% from 354 crores last year, so it is 394 crores. So in the pharma, in the medical space, you already know that we have discussed multiple times that now more than 90%, 95% of the business comes from glucometers and BP monitors. So glucometers is around 78% of the revenue, and BP monitors is around 19% of the revenue. Rest 4% is other products. So basically two products, BP and gluco, they constitute the main business, and which is more of a repeat business in glucometers. BP monitors also, we have established our leadership in the market, and we get regular business in the BP also. Coming specifically to the individual products, if we talk of glucometers, so we have talked in the earlier quarterly presentations also, that basically it's like a printer cartridge model. So we install the meters and then we sell the strips for the rest of the life of the meter. And sometimes the meter get faulty or some defect, so we replace the meters. So now we have a base of 1.35 crore meters in the market. Last year, March, it was 1.16 crores. Now it is 1.35 crores. So it's 13.5 million meters in the market, which is our solid base. So we have 1.35 crore customers in a way. So they buy the strips regularly. So not everybody may not be buying, but against every meter there in the market, we are selling the strips on an average basis. So if we have 1.35 crore meters, so on an average people buy 100 to 150 strips. So accordingly, the number of strips multiplied, we get around 40-45 crore strips in a year. Last year, we sold 36 crore strips. So now we have already sold 33 crore in 9 months. So meters, the more meters we sell, the more strips we'll be able to sell. That's the model here. And friends, just to give you an exciting thing that till date as company Moripen, your company has sold 187 crore strips in the market. 187 crore individual tests have been sold. So much individual tests have been done. So I'm specifically giving these numbers in crores so we can understand that population of India is 140 crores and we have sold 187 crores strips. So this meter strip ratio is very interesting. So for every meter we sell during any year, so for example, this year we may sell around 25 lakh meters. So this 25 lakh meters, we'll end up selling 37, 38, up to 40 crore strips. So now coming to the BP monitors. BP monitor market had been doing pretty well. Last year in the 9 months, we sold 8.5 lakh meters, 8.48. And this year in 9 months, we have sold 9.5 lakh meters, 1 lakh extra, 8.48 versus 9.48. So last year we had a revenue of 64 crores in the 9 months period. And now we have a revenue of 73.5 crores. So almost 9 crore growth in the revenue against 1 lakh meter extra sold. And here in the BP monitor, earlier we were not having enough profitability, and since we were importing a lot of stuff, now BP is 100% indigenized. We have all the injection molding done in-house. We have even the PCBs made in-house. We only import bare PCBs. We have SMT9s. We are making the circuit on our own. We are doing the chip mounting on our own. So we have improved on the cost also, and the margins are also improving. So we have 6.65 million meters in the market already, so which is our installed base. So this installed base doesn't give us any regular revenue, but that also speaks the penetration of market. So we have penetrated the market enough that in case, for example, if we assume that, okay, total diabetic population is say 20 million people, out of 20 million people, one third of the people are using our BP monitor. Now going specifically to the project update, since we shared in the last call that we had a QIP issue, a fundraise issue back in August, 6 months ago. So we have some fund capex commitment and working capital commitments. So we shared last time that we have a 120,000 square feet facility, which is under construction, and it was almost ready last time. So around 70% of the construction had been finished, and we are told that it will be finished in Q3. So I'm happy to share that all the civil work of the medical device facility is complete, and we have shared the photographs in the presentation. So earlier we were importing the LED screen, which is there on the top of the BP monitor and glucose monitor. Now we have set up a full plant. There's a 10,000 square feet facility, which has been put up especially for the screen printing. It's a highly sensitive and dust-proof environment with all due humidification, everything taken together. So that facility has also been started in the new building. Then there is an expansion of BP monitor capacity, but that is happening in the existing existing building. So existing building, there was an overlap. So we had some space got vacated when we moved the screen printing into the new building. So now we have expanded the capacity of BP monitors also in the existing building. And while we did so, so we got some extra space in the existing facility where BP and glucose were made together. Now the glucose monitor capacity also would be expanded in the existing setup only. So the new facility will be used for the manufacturing of the strips and for our expansion of the injection molding machine. The new machine, new building will have around 20 injection molding machines extra. So we are going to move faster now since the building is ready. So this is a development on the CapEx side. And as we have been talking earlier, in the medical devices business, we are certainly growing and expanding in the Indian market, but the focus is now to grow in the export market. So the company is doing a lot of efforts for promoting the business in the international market. So we have started participating in the international exhibitions. So the team has visited Medica Germany in November 24, and there was a good response for different kind of products, including ortho and contract manufacturing, and of course, some technology updates also available. Then our team was available in Arab Health in Dubai on around this 26th January. So during those dates, 27, 28 January. So this was there for 4 or 5 days. So I also had a chance to visit that exhibition. So we are seeing a lot of opportunities coming up for various products and various markets. Of course, by name, it's called Arab Health. So Middle East is already there. So we already have a product launch in Qatar. Then we have launched our product in Oman. Then other market like Saudi or even the neighboring market like Turkey, even African markets. So people are approaching us. So other than that, we are seeing good response even from the regulated markets like US and Europe. So Arab Health was a very good success this time. And then our teams are visiting. We shared earlier that we already have launched the products in Thailand, in Bangkok. So our team is visiting in the next coming week to Thailand, and we are opening a branded store there and only for the medical devices. So of course the local distributor will be operating that. So basically, like you see, there's a company store. So we want to open a company store in Bangkok to make a so-called a grand presence there also. So we are seeing the good response because people understand as an imported brand. So that's happening on the medical devices side, on the marketing side. Other than the marketing, as friends, you understand that today the world is changing from a physical world to the digital world. So as a part of the digital journey, and to have a digital database of your health, and we have launched an app called Sync, Dr. Morpin Sync. Through this app, you can sync your data of health, whether it is BP or glucose or maybe weight, everything you can manage. And you can sync on this app. So you can feed the data through your keyboard, or you can scan it directly from the meter, or if you don't want to scan, you don't want to type, so you can even speak also. So basically it's a very simple app. It just records your reading and start making a graph. So after 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, you start seeing the graph, and then you realize that your BP is going up or your sugar is going down. And of course, at certain level, it will start giving you alerts if your numbers are going too high or too low. And of course, it will give you guidance regarding what to eat and how to cook your food and all that stuff. That's too common. But more important is that you get a track of your health in the right in your palm. And we are trying to avoid any further documentation. And even if you can want to store your doctor's report, you can do that. So that's a good start of the journey. And this is basically a precursor for the Bluetooth model. So when we have a Bluetooth model, so through that Bluetooth, so your phone can automatically pick up the data. But till the time people get used to the Bluetooth, so we are saying, okay, the app is already there. You can feed it manually. Even if you don't want to switch on Bluetooth, it's okay. You can feed it manually. But if it's Bluetooth, then the data will automatically come to the graph. It will automatically come to the app. So that's a digital move which we have done lately. Sync is the name of the app. You can just search it, Dr. Morpin Sync, you'll find that. So friend, that was about the most, I would say, happening business, which is our medical devices. Now coming to our main bread and butter, which is pharma. So pharma business, as we shared that Q3 to Q3, it was almost flat, 341 crore, 333 crores, 5-6 crores up and down. But on quarterly basis, in 9 months, so it is up 5%. So which is not a big jump as compared to medical devices, around 15%, 5% growth in the revenue. And particularly for export business, as we shared, that there's a 10% increase in the exports. So particularly, I would say, primarily contribution coming from Europe market, from 455 crore to 500 crores exports in 9 months. But 500 crore rupees export in 9 months itself is a landmark. So we never had a 500 crore rupees export in 9 months. So this itself is a highest ever in the modern history, that in 9 months we have done 500 crore. We'll be easily crossing 650 to 700 crore exports. So no need to mention that exports have higher margins, and thanks to the increasing dollar price, and I don't want to say depreciating rupee, but increasing dollar value. So we are getting better realization for our exports, though we have impact on the import also, but our imports are lower and our exports are higher. So we are a net gainer while we do the exports and whenever there's a rupee depreciation. So in pharma itself, even though we are saying that in general, there has been, the numbers have been very nominal, but if we go to the little breakup for the 9 months revenue, so API business has grown 6%. API business has grown 3.6% in 9 months, while the RX and OTC business has grown 8%. So the growth in the consumer front business is still high. So we are seeing that there is a pressure in the B2B. So B2B, there is a pressure because of the China factor. So China had been very aggressive in the price movement. Sometimes the price is very low. Now they have started raising the prices. So the customers are hesitant to keep the high inventories. During COVID time, if you remember, the people were buying left, right, and center. People wanted to build inventories. Now when the prices are falling, so customers do not want to build so much of inventories. So they are shy of keeping high stocks. So that is why our inventories are going down and consumption is going down and people are not stocking much. But we are seeing that, okay, now the China has increased the prices. So hopefully things should start reversing. So another interesting factor is that despite the decrease in the prices, our sale has not decreased, revenue has not decreased, because we had sold 11% more quantity. Last year in the 9 months, we had sold 307 tons of material, 307 metric ton. And in this 9 months, we have sold 341 tons. So there's 11% more quantity sold. Because of this, we are getting a growth of only 3.6%, even though our quantity sold is very high. So coming specifically to the products, and we have been highlighting, and it is just a repeat, that our six products are lead products, and we are exporters of the six products: loratadine, desloratadine, montelukast, atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, fexofenadine. So four products are anti-allergic: lorata, deslorata, montelukast, and fexofenadine. Then two are statins, which are for cholesterol. So all these products, we are number one exporter out of India in terms of quantitative. Loratadine, we have got 81% share, and desloratadine, we have got 66% share. Montelukast, we have got 77% share. And then rest of the three products, atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, and fexofenadine, we have got 30% market share. We are top of the pack when it comes to quantity of exports out of India. So we continue maintaining that leadership. And all these six products taken together, this contributes around 87 to 88% of the business. And rest 12% business is out of the new molecules, which share is increasing. It was 10% earlier. It has gone to 12.4, so 2.5% share of the new molecules has increased. Going forward, the share of the new molecules will keep on increasing. And these growths, there may be nominal growth in the case of loratadine, desloratadine, etc., and even montelukast. Montelukast is sold in India more, so we are purposely trying to keep a tab on it. We are trying to supply less quantities in the domestic market because it's not very profitable. So after that, coming specifically to the markets which we serve, and 80 countries we have been serving, and of course the number of countries might have gone to 82, 83, but sometimes some countries We have not supplied since last 2-3 years, so we always say let's take a ballpark figure, and we don't need to say 81, 82, 83, and sometime the next year, next time we say 82. So it's broadly 80 countries, and with all the given inputs of the markets and all the pressures of the market, we have been able to maintain our 70-30 ratio of export versus domestic. So this quarter also and the 9 months also, our domestic turnover is around 30% and 70% is export. So long as we maintain 70% export ratio, so profitability is intact. Now coming specifically to the continent-wise performance, as I shared earlier, that US market was a bit slow because of the political situation and because of 100 other reasons they may have. So US market is 14% down. And of course, we don't know how the next quarter comes up. Maybe we end up having a flat sale in US. But so far in the 9 months, I mean, 119 crore, it was 102 crore, 14% down. European market, as I shared earlier, was 55% up from 97 crores to 151 crores. And India market, as a part of the strategy, we are keeping little low from 216 crore to 204 crores. So it's almost 5% down. Asia Pacific market was almost flat, 178, 177 crores. South America market was again flat, 30 crores each. So here if we say these are the five major markets, US is 15%, Europe is 22%, India is 30%, APAC is 26%, South America is 4%. And then after that there's South Africa, which is a small market. So I know time is short, but I'll give you a quick update on the projects which are there for the API. In API, last time we shared that P8 plant wherein we were doing expansion, the civil work had started. Now the civil work is complete. Machineries have been installed. And a day before yesterday, I mean on Tuesday, the plant was inaugurated. There had been puja and additional capacity of 60 kiloliters have been installed, 6 big reactors and 2 additional small reactors have been installed. So one plant is fully commercial and capacities have been added. Then the construction has started in the P9 block. Basically, there are 3 blocks which are next to each other, P8, P9, P10. So we didn't start everything together. We said, okay, we'll do one by one. So one block is complete. P9 is smaller one. It will act much faster. Then we'll go for the expansion of the P10. So against the 600 kiloliter capacity which is planned, 510 KL is already complete and ready for production. And slowly, slowly, within the next 6 months' time, so we'll have all the 600 KL ready for execution. So that's an update on the project side. So then, of course, there have been some addition of QC labs, bought many new HPLCs, bought many new GCs, and other digital equipment which are modern day requirements. Then as we talked about in medical devices, in API we already have a lot of exports and we have to travel and visit. We are present in 80 countries, so we have to visit most of the countries our sales team visits. But other than the visit, our team also goes for exhibitions abroad. So we have had a big conference in CPHA Milan, where our team had visited, and that was month of October, November, during Diwali time, pre-Diwali. And then there was CPHA in India, Noida. This was in November. And there was a CPHA in China. Other than this, there are small exhibitions which keep on happening where team members go, whether Russia or Egypt or other small countries. But CPHA Milan is the main. So here again, we see that a lot of traction comes, a lot of customer visits are there, and we are seeing a lot of new opportunities coming up. Other than what API we are doing, we are seeing a big traction for the formulation or the finished dosages. So we are focusing our efforts on creating new finished dosage, new line of finished dosages, and also an opportunity for the contract manufacturing. So in the next coming 5 years, we'll see a lot of new opportunities being already engraved in our strategy. And we see that lot coming not only on the API, but lot would be coming on the CDMO side, lot would be coming on the finished dosage side also. So then On the pharma side, we have, of course, there's a OTC and there's a pharma. In the OTC, we have a beautiful light news. We had launched a product, Light Life, which is for the weight management, and it's a big category, $23 billion category. We have launched two products there. One is a pre-meal drink, which is like a sachet. You just take half an hour before the meal, and then there's a meal on the go. So on the go meal is like a full meal. It's like more like a protein shake, chocolate flavored and cookies flavored, so that you can take in the evening, so that if you want to miss the dinner or you have been traveling and not able to eat around, so you take that product, so that makes your tummy full, so you won't be doing extra snacking. So here, friends, the advantage and uniqueness of this product is that the ingredients are patented. So there's a Bioslimon from U.K., so who has a patented formula, who have been supplying, they have been doing it in U.S., and they have given us this technology, patented technology. So we are adding that patented powder, so that helps in weight reduction. So then another is formulation from the Intellicap. Intellicap is again a patented technology for the probiotic. So there's a patented probiotic which takes care of your gut health, and there's a patented weight loss formula. So these coupled together, so this is a good success, and it was launched just in December. So next quarter, we'll update you with the numbers also, that how is the response. So mostly in the new year period, people make these so-called fancy resolutions, but it's known that most of the weight loss exercises happen in the summer period. So when people are more free to relax, to exercise and jogging and walk and running. So we'll come to you about the response of the product. So Farah Khan has been retained as a brand ambassador, and she's doing a great job on the OTC products. Then coming to the RX products, we have launched two more products in RX. Teca Pen, which is a Teca Vellore, which is anti-platelet, like blood thinner. So it is used in the time of heart attack and strokes. It is used mostly in the hospitals. And UDCA, which our brand name is UDOFIX. So this is also used for liver health. So most of the people with digestion problem, so they are given UDCA. There's a big demand of this product in the government sector also. Even the Jan Aushadhi also, they buy this product, so market needs this product too much. This is a natural product, again, very safe. So two new product launches. UDOFIX is in 300 mg and 500 mg, 300 mg and 150 mg. Then, of course, friends, we have been working on the various platforms, so many times our team get motivated through various awards, particularly on the operational front. So our CEO, Anubhav Suri, who is heading the medical devices, he got a Visionary Entrepreneur Award for 2024 for the new age technologies and the new age production facilities in the medical devices. Then our supply chain team got selected for the top 50 supply chain and logistic companies, looking at the kind of distribution, the kind of supply chain we have, and more importantly was the digitization, what we have been able to do. So our Dr. Borpen team got a brand icon for 2024. And of course, you all know that we have got an iconic brand, Vernol, which is next to, I would say, impossible to forget, so much closely related to the burn. If you talk of burns, it's Vernol. So we have an iconic brand, but based on our own study, they made Dr. Borpen an iconic brand on the basis of the study they did in Vernol. So that's broadly on the business side. And we have been doing a lot of efforts for the industry interaction. So we have a monthly chat show. We have done 32 episodes of the chat show so far. The name is Bubble Chat. So Bubble Chat, we just completed season 2 in December, and season 3 just started. So just to name a few, we had Dr. Ram Charan on the chat show. We have Mr. Shiv Khera, Dr. Praveen Gupta, Mr. Kush Kapoor, Mrs. Shalu Suri, and of course, Lieutenant Rita Gangwani, Mr. D.K. Bakshi, Brahm Kumari, Sarita Didi, then Ankur Behel, Dr. Bhagav. So basically, we call people from the industry to interact with the team. So other than the desk work, they are exposed to the industry, whether to hospitals or doctors or motivational speakers or speaking of AI or speaking of technology. So we keep our people. We just completed one season, so just a little off the track. Now to sum up, let's conclude on the numbers and then I'll leave it open for the questions. So as we talked, on the quarterly basis, revenue is up 2%, and on the quarterly basis, EBITDA is down 24%, and EBITDA percentage 12% was there last year, and this quarter EBITDA is 9.05%. But if we talk of 9 months basis, so 9 month basis, our gross revenue is up 6.52%, EBITDA is up 21%, and our 9 months EBITDA margin is 10.71%, which is up almost 10% from the last year same month. So EBITDA numbers are good. And now specifically talking of profit after tax, as I shared earlier, that profit after tax is 44% up as compared to our last year same numbers. And earning per share is 2.39 rupees for the trailing 12 months from January 24 to December 24, 9 months. So for 12 months, January to December 12 months, earning per share is 2.39 rupees. So that's all coming from operation side and my side, and I'll be able to take few questions. We still have 20 minutes left. But overall growth is that, okay, pharma had been a strong pillar of the economy and the country is poised to make a hub for the pharma. There are monthly, quarterly ups and downs, which is okay, because so long as demand is there, we are okay. So we can always beat the market. These problems do come, problems do go, but we are seeing good opportunity ahead. Thank you very much, friends. Tushar, over to you.
Thank you very much.
Can open the floor for Q&A.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Saurya Puyani from Archer Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Sir, just a clarification. So you said you had 510 KL capacity for API and you are planning to add another 600. Is it right?
No, 600 is the total planned as per the QIP document. So we'll be adding 90 more.
And in only 6 months, you said, no?
Yeah. But that's already planned, but the civil work is going. So within 6 months, we'll be completing. Maybe 6 to 9 months maximum.
Okay. And so what are targets to, like, in terms of top line, in terms of FY25 and 26? Like, what kind of growth are we expecting?
Look, depending more on the market, where it is today, so we are seeing 10 to 15% growth. But overall, we are expecting, we have been growing at 17 to 18% growth, CAGR. So depending on how the markets open up, if China market stabilize and prices go up, so the growth may be high. But otherwise, 10 to 15% is what bare minimum we are expecting.
And margins could improve, right? You're discussing the medical devices.
That's right. That whole focus of the company, that we should focus more on increasing volume, more on increasing the margins than increasing the volumes. You would appreciate that 60% of the business, which is API business, this is B2B. In B2B, we have always to manage the prices. We just can't keep on reducing prices because samne wale ko jitna bhi kam kar do, it's unending. So we have to hold the prices. That's why we stopped selling in the domestic market, because the market is very competitive. I won't say competitive, rather very demanding. So it's better to stay away and focus on exports.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, please.
The next question is from the line of Dhaval Jain from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the main reason for the, you know, depressed margin in this quarter? If you can explain us.
There are two specific reasons. Of course, CFO Ajay is on the call. He can explain. The broader level is that the prices of the raw materials have started increasing, and the prices of the finished product have not increased. So the margin has temporarily been reduced because the market has not responded to the increase in the prices. That's one reason. Second is that when the prices were down, so of course we had to produce more. So our operational expenses were high. Our production has gone up 11%. So that 11% expenses have gone up, but sales realization hasn't improved because the prices were down.
Sir, this is
so in a way, there's a decrease in gross margins.
Sorry, sir?
I couldn't hear you. Please go ahead.
I'm saying this margin which has gone down is mainly pertaining to the medical devices business?
No, no. Only for the API. Only for the API. Medical devices is doing good. Medical devices, formulation, everything is good. Only in B2B business.
And sir, if we see 9 month FY24 to 9 month FY25, pharma business has grown only 5%. Can you give us some guidance? How do you expect this business to grow in the next 1 to 2 years? Because capacity
basically, Then basically, it all depends on the products. So basically, we have got 6-7 products which are sort of saturated. So the moment we keep on adding new products, for example, next year, now in March only, see empagliflozin patent is expiring. Next year, a few more products are expiring. So sitagliptin expired in India last year. Sitagliptin patent expiry is happening all over the world next 26 and 27. So basically, we have around 40 products where the patent expiries are lined up in next 3 to 5 years. So more growth will come from the new products which are under patent now. That is one. And second, of course, the major growth would come from the finished dosage side, which I don't want to say that will add to API, but we are seeing lots and lots of people are looking for finished dosages from India. So while we are trying to sell API, so API, our value addition is limited. If I convert that API into formulation, so I get 10x revenue. Of course, I have to do a little more effort to convert it and to get approval. So if, for example, a finished dosage, the API cost is only 10%. Instead of selling API for $100, if I make a formulation, it will sell for $1,000. So that's where our margins will come and the revenue will come.
So, sir, what sort of formulation business number do you see in FY26?
Formulation business, formulation and OTC taken together is around 300 crores. So we are seeing at least a growth of 25% there.
The formulation business.
Formulation and OTC taken together.
Formulation and OTC taken together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sir. So full year guidance, sir, next year, should we look at 12% EBITDA margins?
EBITDA margin, I would say between 10 to 11. Because now it is 10.72 for 9 months. So I would say 11 to 12.
Sir, even for if the formulation business goes up, margins will still remain there?
Then initially, I think for 1 or 2 years, then the numbers are small. I don't see because formally, as of today, if we say 252 crore is in the 9 months, RX and OTC. So, but still the major thing is coming from API only. But you're right, maybe up to 12% we can assume once the formulation business also goes up.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Jain. Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from RK Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I have a question on your medical devices business. You have incorporated a new subsidiary where the promoters have a 20% stake. So will the promoters be putting in money? And if yes, how much money you will be putting in? That's my question.
I would say it's an intelligent question, but you have understood very clearly when you say 20-80-20. Basically, the company has been incorporated in a way that, okay, promoters and both have to contribute equally. So if promoters do not contribute, their share will go down. If company do not contribute, company share will go down. But we have put up a condition in the shareholder agreement that more than share cannot be reduced. So even if promoter do not contribute, promoter share will go down. Basically, now since we have to buy an asset into this company from Morton, Morton is coming up with the hiving off plan. So this company has to pay for it. So we need to have a capital base. So it all depends on how and what are the terms of the BTA. So, but of course, promoters will have to pay for it.
Okay. The second question is on your guidance that you have answered to the previous participants. But if I remember correctly, did you not guide for around 20% CAGR over the next few years, FY26, FY27, on a blended basis, considering all your businesses of medical devices, API and pharma? So was the earlier guidance not of 20% CAGR growth earlier on?
We maintain that. That's a CAGR. That's over a period of long term. But I think Dhaval had asked specifically for 25-26.
Okay, so you're saying that the growth will ramp up over a period of time. Initially, it will start slow.
Because now we are putting up additional machinery, we are installing plants for finished dosage, we are increasing capacity of medical devices. So once everything comes, and as we shared in our earlier call, that devices export will start in 2 to 3 years, finished dosage export will start. So then the numbers will be multiple, but I always say that we have to take an average. In 1 year, we grow from 40%, but that doesn't mean every year we'll grow 40%. So CAGR would be 20%, which we stand by.
Okay. How many new glucometer customers you have added in this quarter?
In this quarter, I don't have a quarter number. I have a 9 months number, but I can quickly substitute. Do you have the number with you?
Yes, for the quarter we have sold
new glucometers. Huh?
Yes, glucometer I have sold 13 lakh.
Sorry?
12.74 for the 9 months. For the quarter it is
no, for 9 months is 9.4.
6.42 for the quarter.
Sir, I could not hear you again.
For the quarter, it is 6.42 lakh meter.
Okay.
For 9 months, it is 9.48. No, that's BP. That's
no, for quarter 30 is 6.42. For 9 months, it is 24.29.
Okay.
Okay. And so the last thing is, in the results, I could not find the cash flow statement. So have you not published it, or am I looking at, because there are 2-3 filings, I've done through only one of the filings. So
filing is 6 monthly.
Okay.
In September and March, usually there's a detailed one where we have ratios and everything. So honestly, Rajesh, I was also checking that I don't see ratios. They say the ratios are built only when balance sheet is published. Balance sheet is published only in 6 monthly results.
September
and March.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay.
Thank
you, sir.
Thank you, Rajesh. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rupesh Tatya from IntelliSense Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, Rupesh.
My first question, sir, this 9 monthly selling and distribution expenses, they are 75 crore. Would you be able to give a split between how much we spent on medical devices and how much on the RX plus OTC formulation business?
Whether you have it or you have consolidated, but medical devices is nothing much other than some TV advertisement of that we had the KBC in this period. Other than that, there isn't much. So the selling distribution, Rupesh, includes our distribution channel, C&F commission, freight inward, freight outward, not inward, but basically freight outward. Selling and distribution is not only marketing.
So roughly, can you give a split, sir?
Ajay, you have the numbers with you?
Yes, for quarter three for devices business, we have 8 crore of selling and distribution.
Quarter three, the number I see is 19.27 crore, sir.
Yes, so that for the devices. Yeah.
8 crore is devices.
Yes, 8 crore devices. And 7 crore is for API. That's for OTC and formulations.
API, there's an exhibition.
Sorry. Can you give me entire 900? Because the number is down quarter-on-quarter. It was 32 crore roughly last year Q3, and now it is only 19 crore.
Yes, yes.
Q3 is not representative. Maybe you can give me for 9 months, sir. 75 crore.
Do you have the nine-month detail?
Yes, sir, we have 9 months as well. For 9 months, for devices, it is 28 crore, and for API, it is 21 crore. Rest is for-
Okay, that 28 plus 22, that is around 50 crore. Where is the rest, 25 crore?
Yeah.
Rest is formulation and OTC.
Yes, that's formulation OTC.
Pharma.
50 crore is medical and 25 crore is-
API business. Yes.
No, out of 50-
API plus
the
devices together is 50 crore. Rest is for formulation OTC.
Okay, okay. I got it, sir. And then can you also give the strips revenue for this quarter, sir? Out of this 123 crore in medical, how much is the strips revenue?
Strip revenue for this quarter is 73 crore.
Okay, okay. And then, sir, you have last question from my side. You have given this 15% margin guidance over the long term. So can you maybe tell me what are the top three things that have to happen for us to reach that, you know, 15% range?
Broadly, Dinesh, we are going forward for more consumer front business, and our further growth plan. I'm not saying we are reducing our focus on API, but our growth plan will be more towards finished dosages, where the gross margins are higher to the tune of maybe 20-25% EBITDA margin. But even if I assume 20%, now we are at 12%, so average will increase. The finished dosage focus, both in domestic also and export also. In domestic, of course, it will be a bit slow, but in export, as we shared in our last report, that we have established a full-fledged facility, which is up to the international standard. So that facility is only operational. The two new product launches are coming from that facility only. So that is one focus, and second was the export of the medical devices. So medical devices export also may start in 12 months' time or 18 months' time. So there also we are seeing large volume also and increase in the profitability also. So in both angle, there is more focus on the consumer front business and export business, and we are trying to reduce our exposure on the traditional APIs, where which is, we'd get to get large volumes, but we do not get good profit margins.
Okay. Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Rupesh. Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Subrata Sarkar from Mount Intra Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Sarkar.
Yes. Sir, my question is exclusively on the medical device side. So our medical device growth is quite muted, basically. So my question is it because the industry growth rate has slowed down, or we are not being able to ramp up because of our capacity constraint? Because already one of the major player in the BP machine, they are supposed to be out of the market, so that should create bigger opportunity for the existing player. So, can you highlight this area?
Yes, Mr. Sarkar, you are rightly guessed that, okay, in case one of the player has gone out, so opportunity should be much bigger. But I would say there is already a inventory in the market, but the major point is that the demand had been slow, though in the first quarter we had a problem of capacity. So we were, even though demand was there, we were not able to service. But now capacity constraint has been done because our new lines have been laid, and we are fully ready with the capacities. So usually this third quarter and fourth quarter are a bit slow in the medical devices, but no doubt, as compared to last year's same quarter, we have grown 15%. The only point is that, that's what I was telling you earlier, that every year we cannot grow 30%-40%. So sometimes we have to do market corrections. So I don't think 15% growth is less. In Q3, we have grown 15% in terms of the new installation of meters and new strips sold. But here you would see that the whole game is that, okay, we are installing new meters, and those new meters will yield new strips anyways. Even if I do not do any advertisement, if somebody has bought a meter, he'll buy the strips. So basically, it's a very simple strategy. We keep on planting more and more machines in the market. The more machines we keep, more sales will keep on coming. So we are very happy, and our ratio is that, okay, how many meters we have sold and how many strips we have sold. So that ratio is increasing. That ratio till last year was 150 per meter sold during the year, and the number of strips sold. So this is very high by now, but we'll see at the end of the year what is the average. It's more than the 150. It had gone up to 165, 167. So we are okay with the growth part, but going forward, we always see that, okay, if the markets are better, if the customer has more money, the customer is buying, only then we try to push schemes. We do not unnecessarily try to trigger the market if the market environment is low, because we sell in advance payment. So सामने से advance का DD आएगा तभी माल देते हैं, so we better stay put.
Got it, sir. Sir, on the consumer medical device side, basically, apart from these two of our products, sir, do we foresee any big opportunity in terms of revenue, any other product that is comparable to this, and what is our strategy? Do we have plan to get into those devices, basically?
Yes, Mr. Sarkar, other than this, the major product what we see is this ortho supports, wherein we have ortho support for your neck, for knee, joint pains. So wherein there are now we have simple models that in the coming time you'll have some heating pads also. Earlier we had heating pads, those are imported. So in the ortho support, now the country is going for so-called sports revolution, and the kids are playing in the open. So we are seeing a lot of traction in the ortho, and more important than India, we are seeing a lot of export opportunities also. I don't know if you have heard of a brand, Pinor. That's already like a
Yes.
400 crore rupees brand.
Yes.
400 crore rupees brand only on ortho. So that's a big segment which we are working.
But sir, that requires a totally different kind of a setup and manufacturing facility. So, do you have any plan to diversify it into those areas?
No, we already have it. We have the product, we have the factory, we have manufacturing. In our last presentation, if you see, so we had shared the pictures of the plant also. So we have a ortho manufacturing facility in our Arab Health exhibition in Dubai this time. There were a lot of queries on ortho. Basically, ortho is such line that anybody can have it, and it has lesser medical or regulatory challenges. In BP and glucose, there are regulatory challenges because you're dealing with the blood. You're entering the blood of the person, you are invasive or non-invasive. But in product like ortho, these are only help and service. These are only support systems. So we are seeing a lot of opportunities. Other than that, weighing scale is there, and of course, thermometer, but those are not like, those can't be big categories.
Yes, sir. So from a big category or revenue perspective, ortho can be a big opportunity, you think?
Ortho is on the table, it's big opportunity, but as a company, we are very clear that so long as I keep making money in glucose and BP, and I can expand geographically, instead of doing vertically slicing, if I can grow horizontally and I can keep on growing more into by having a better geographies, I'm okay. But sometimes in business, it's not that I want to sell BP monitor and I will not talk about glucose monitor. Sometimes you have to have a basket, you never know what customer comes up with. And I shared this example earlier that we were talking to one of the US big chain. So we were discussing about BP monitor, but they say, "Can you give me a massager?" So customer kya chahta hai, we don't know. So if the customer wants a massager, okay, we'll make a massager for you. I have the machines, I have the assembly line, we have got the injection molding, we have got the digitization, we got everything.
Okay. Okay. Sir, last question. Sir, from a like you since you are long time into this area, so have you done any estimates, sir, what can be the potential market for India for BP and glucometer, and what is the penetration percentage as per your
The person you are speaking with.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes. Sir, I was saying, like, have you done, sir, can you throw some light on this? Like, what is the total size of the market for BP and glucose? Means, what is the penetration percentage and how much can it grow, sir, from an invest perspective? Is there
Mr. Kar, basically, I would say these are the questions which we all have on the table, and unfortunately, our data and statistics department, the country is very poor, and I would say it is still improving. So it's a WHO estimate that we have 10 million diabetic patients. So 100 million, 10 crores. So out of 10 crore, as I shared our number, we have only 1.35 crores. And I would say there may be another 1.35 crore or 1.6 crore others. It's only 30% penetration. So it is estimated that 50% of the population is still unserved or unaddressed or unaddressable. Either they don't know it or we are not able to reach it. Now, thanks to internet, thanks to Instagram, thanks to WhatsApp, many people know about it. But in the tier 2, tier 3 cities or tier 4 cities, people do not have even enough doctors. And when we talk to our sometime our servants and maids, so their villages, there may be one doctor in one village, or there may not be a doctor in one village. So the doctor may be 10 miles away. So basically that reach and access to the medicine is still very far away. So I'm seeing at least for another 10 years, we are seeing an open platform, open canvas, and the story would be written year after year. And coupled with the technology, thanks to mobile, then connected devices, and telemedicine. So this is a place where we'll be there for life. And of course, we have to keep alive and agile to the technology. For example, we have launched the app. Now maybe some AI would come, so we'll have the data building. So penetration of the market is important. As in today, according to the best estimate, we are not more than 50% penetrated in the country. So 30-40 would be a good guess. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sakar. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Darshil Javeri from Crown Capital. I'm promoting you, sir.
Hello.
Yes,
good evening, sir. A lot of my questions have already been answered. So just wanted to, you know, have one, two clarifications. So in FY25, we'll be looking at kind of like a flat growth, right? Like revenue, in terms of revenue, right? Because you're saying around 1200 crores for pharma and 550 crores for medical devices, right, sir?
I think overall we were 704 crores. You have the estimate for the full year? Of course, we do not give any guidance, but
In fact,
we have grown around 7%, so we should be touching around 1900 this fiscal.
Okay, 1900 crores.
Around, yeah, 10-11%, but this is not an official guidance, so we do not give guidance.
Okay, no worries. Fair enough. I just wanted to. Just wanted to know in terms of like a margins right now, we've seen a dampener right now. So is it possible that this will, you know, kind of continue in Q4, like a lower margin, or we see that in Q4 also there'll be recovery? Like, how do we see, sir, the margins going on?
Dashil, the way I look at it that, okay, these margin profiles is a temporary thing, because prices in B2B things come up and down very fast and frequent. So, because one supplier changes one price and our whole costing goes up and down, that doesn't mean that the margin has gone down or up. It may go up for one quarter, it may go down the next quarter. I always see that, is there any demand of the product? So long as the product is there, so long as requirement is there, margin ek ka mahina upar niche adjust ho jate hain. I mean, so we are in business, so naturally if I buy costly, it doesn't mean that I will sell cheaper. And similarly, if I am making good margin, my customer is not going to give me higher margins every time. So customer also comes to know that how much margin I am making. So that way, I would say, broadly speaking, what we say in API, we talk of 40% gross margins. And in other formulation, everything there is 60-65% gross margins. So far, we have been able to maintain.
Okay.
I don't see margins going down.
Correct. So margins go okay, but in terms of increasing, like how has the Jan month been, sir? Like it's been good, like I don't want any exact statement, but qualitatively acha gaya hai, kaisa gaya hai?
Qualitatively, I would say the prices are firming up, which is good. So, but of course, it needs some time for the demand to come up, because last quarter, typically in the trade business, in the finished dosage also, in the medical devices also, in the trade, they do not try to have heavy inventories at the end in the March quarter. People have a lot of pressure to pay income tax and GST and everything. So last quarter is usually quiet for the trade businesses, but API is usually good for the last quarter, because international customers, they give orders in January, February after the closing. So in the new year, we start getting good new orders. So, but too early to comment. So I would like to keep quiet on the guidance for the current quarters.
No. Fair enough, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Dashil. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Ayush Jain from Zequity Advisory Services.
This is the last question. I think we are already over the time anyway. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Sanir. Good evening.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't get your name.
Ayush Jain. Yeah, Ayush Jain.
Ayush. Yes, Ayush,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah, good evening, sir. So, a quick question around CDMO part. So, what you are looking for, where you are looking forward to the CDMO business?
Basically, Ayush, the way we look at it is that, okay, in most of the CDMO businesses, if you understand the business way it works, is that people are having big labs and R&D scientists and everything.
Right.
So, they are able to communicate with the innovators for making some products. But they do not have facility to build and manufacture at large scale. So they are looking for partners like us to make the capacities, who have large capacities. So on the other hand, we have found some innovators that they're working with the CROs. They're okay. They work with the CROs, contract research organization, and get the product made. And then they say, okay, Mr. Morpen, can you do it for me? I want to get this product made. Or maybe we are seeing opportunities, for example, loratadine. We are making since last 30 years. Now we know how to make the best loratadine. We are the largest producer since last 3 decades. Now if Bayer wants to get loratadine made outsourced, then we are a contract manufacturer. We'll be a contract manufacturer for them. Or maybe there is a XYZ company, say it's sitting in Europe, any place, and they acquire some company, they have some product to manufacture, so we can make it for them. The whole idea is that we don't need to be always going to the market for B2B. We can go to the innovator also. And this work was earlier being done from China. So it's basically China plus one model. So people are in a way, when it's a public secret that people are fed up from China, and China had been behaving very erratic. So we are seeing opportunities on the table where people want high-end manufacturing from India, because we have got FDA-approved facilities. But ultimately, if we find that we can get good 3 customers and we need to put up a scientific lab, so we can put up the lab also. We have already started working on those things also. Maybe another 1 year we'll come up with that plan also, but still it's not on the cards.
Okay. So thank you. And second question is around this. Hello?
Yes, Ayush.
Second question is around how the QIP plays, the people who participate in the QIP in the others. Are they helping you out in getting foreign business, abroad businesses? Like you mentioned, they will help you around US market or Europe market.
So typically, Ayush, this thing happens when you have a PE players. So in a private equity, the person sits with you on the board and they discuss all those stuff. But QIP investors are mostly public investors, and they do not have day-to-day interaction. But certainly, we keep on getting feedback from them on our quarterly results and other stuff. But we certainly have more guidance from them on the overall business, but not any particular customer.
Okay. So
but having large, beautiful people on your investor on the cap table itself gives credibility to the company.
Right. And just a quick thing from you. So we come from Northeast. So we are presently at Guwahati as well. There is a lot of opportunity in Northeast, right? We can get it on the ground and all that. But the marketing campaign is not happening to that level. And previously, one colleague of mine, Mr. Dhawal or so, I don't remember his name, he also asked about that selling and distribution expenses part, right? The advertisement is not going that up, or that we are not doing focusing on much marketing right now. Marketing, I'm asking.
Any particular state, any particular city, any particular district?
Medical devices. Well, I want to just know what about your marketing plan in medical devices sector. Because right now we are seeing that medical devices sector is a booming one right now.
Yeah, there's a big opportunity coming up.
Yeah, right. So if we enter the game or up the game in the marketing part, have a multiple growth in the sector.
We would love to have that. We would love to have. So we'll certainly connect with the marketing team and share your thoughts on that, Ayush. Thank you very much for your feedback.
Okay. And the third thing is, Lightlife is basically you are going with that obesity management plan, right?
That's it, weight management.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Ji. Thank you very much, Ayush.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
So this was the last question. I now hand over the conference to management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. So thank you very much, everybody, for a nice, intuitive question, and more importantly, listening patiently to the whole commentary. So we seek your guidance and support for quarter on quarter, year on year, and always giving our gratitude and shukrana for your support all the way. So looking forward for a lovely quarter ending and, of course, a year ending. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening and a nice weekend ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.